We are streaming live at kzsulive.stanford.edu. And the second part of our Arabic journey is about to begin. It is coming up to 2 p.m. right here on the Arabology Show. And I think it's time to kind of slow things down and listen to a song that's going to sound like a chant, that's going to entrance you and make you meditate and take you to places you never thought you'd go in your mind. The song is called Yajarata, and it's a very, very old Iraqi song, frankly, that has been re-recorded and revamped by a young vocalist whose name is Danny Belady. Well, Danny Belady, who's a brand new singer from Lebanon, has been working with a musician there whose name is Zaid Hamdan. Zaid Hamdan is is one of those musicians who are so gifted they can do anything. Zaid Hamdan does a lot of alternative and experimental music in Lebanon and the Arabic world. And Zaid Hamdan has been responsible for such groups as Soap Kills and Zaid and the Wings and many other artists. And so he, in conjunction with Danny Belady, they took this very old song called Yajarata, which I remember my late father listening to. That's, you know, many, many, many decades ago. And so they took the song, which is in classical Arabic, a very difficult tune to kind of re-record, and they somehow made it work with the vocals of Danny Belady, and the talent of Zaid Hamdan. We ended up with the 6-minute version of Yajarata that really, really serves to show you how the old classics, at least in Arabic, do not die. So without further ado, and as we begin the second hour of our Arabology or Arabological journey, let's go with Danny Belady and Yajarata. And from there, we'll see where our magic carpet ride will take us.
قاسمك الهموم تعالي ها فيضحك مأسور وتبكي طليقة ويسكت محزون ويندب سالي لقد كنت أولى لقد كنت أولى منك بالدمع مقلة ولكن دمعي في الحوادث غالي يا با ويلي يا با معلم على الصدعة
الوداع يا زهرة في خيالي رعيتها في فؤادي يا زهرة في خيالي رعيتها في فؤادي جنت عليها الليالي وأثبلتها الأيادي وشغلتها العيون فمات سحر الجفون يا غرامي كل شيء ضاع مني فنزعت الحب من قلبي وروحي يا غرامي كل شيء ضاع مني فنزعت الحب من قلبي وروحي ووهبت العمر أوتاري ولحني وتغنيت فداويت جروحي أنا طير في ربى الفن يغني للطيور للزهور للغصون
اشتق لعذابي معك والقد موعي فكرك
That was a singer named Darin Hamze. She is totally amazing, as you could tell, with these breathy vocals and this amazing ability to bring old classics like the two songs you heard by her back to back and modernize them and make them, well, belong to something that you must call experimental and yet a very sort of successful kind of melange and mix and fusion of old and new. Darin Hamze and the two songs that you heard were taken from the soundtrack to a Lebanese movie called Beirut Hotel. Now, how many people out there have heard of Beirut Hotel? Not too many, I bet, and not even in Lebanon where the movie was filmed. And that's probably because the film itself was banned by the censors in Lebanon for its content. So the film is very difficult to find or to watch. The Beirut Hotel, but the soundtrack to the film is actually easy to find. And from the soundtrack, we heard two songs by Darin Hamze, and the one you just heard was called Ahwak. And that one was, the original was by a guy, his name was Abdel Halim Hafiz. And he sang that, his version of Ahwak, I think back in the 70s, if not before. And the one before that, also by Darin Hamze, and also from the Beirut Hotel soundtrack, was called Ya Zahratan Fi Khayali, translated as O Flower of My Imagination. And that one was by, an even older singer whose name is Muhammad Abdul Wahab. Not just a singer, but a composer and a musical genius. And to actually hear these two classics being sung in such an alternatively new way has to be really one of the most pleasant and surprising endeavors by a new singer to bring the old classics back to life. The song you heard before that, I think everybody kind of knows, or at least has heard of it. It was called Hilwa Ya Baladi by none other than Dalida. For Dalida fans out there, they probably would know that the late singer Dalida, whose real name was Yolanda Gigliotti, released and recorded songs for many decades in French, in Italian, in Hebrew, in Arabic, and in many, many other languages. So the song we heard, of course, was in Arabic. It was called Hilwa Ya Baladi. And it was a nice way to remember Dalida, who left us. In 1987, she tragically committed suicide in her Paris apartment and left a very sad note saying, "Forgive me, for life has become unbearable." She lives on, though, through her music, and certainly lives on all over Europe and the Middle East for her songs in different languages. And so that my little tribute to Dalida had to be included in the season finale of my radio show here, Arabology, coming to you from KZSU Stanford 94.1 FM. And the song that started off the whole set was by Danny Baladi. The song was called Ya Jarata, and again, that was an old song that was revamped the way Zayd Hamdan does. Okay, so our virtual journey through the 20-plus Arabic-speaking countries on Earth continues and will continue until we land eventually at 5 p.m. California time. And hopefully you're enjoying the highs and the lows of this journey. Hopefully it's been a pleasantly bumpy ride at times, soothing at times, and certainly worth getting up and dancing to and grooving to at times as well. So let's go to a more jamming tune at this point. I think we need a little bit of a beat on the Arabology show today. And who better to bring us that kind of hip-hop Arabic genre with a lot of fusion in it than Ed Abbas. Ed Abbas, who's collaborated with Bill Amali, have recorded a song called Mafare. Mafari', oh gosh, yes, Mafari', I'm trying to like spell that in English and it's very difficult. So that's, Ad Abbas actually was with a group called Fariq al-Atrash, and I think we played many of their songs over the months and the years here at KZSU. But here's Ad Abbas on his own now, or with Bill Emali, and he's releasing an album, and he's really a musician in his own right. So as he kind of launches this, well, I'm going to call it a quasi-solo career here, I think it would be nice to hear some of his jamming music, like the song Mafari'. And that song will take us onto the next part of our journey through the Arabic-speaking world. So stay tuned, stay happy. If you're studying for finals, stay focused. And let Ad Abbas, Bill Emali, and the song Mafari take you on the next part of our journey right here on KZSU Stanford, 90.1 FM. If you're having difficulty, sort of understanding some of the words or the names or the song titles, you can always go to zookeeper.stanford.edu, and there you'll be able to check the playlists, and you'll be able to check whatever song is playing right now, as well as other songs I've played on this show, on previous shows, as well as all other shows that air right here from KZSU Stanford 90.1 FM. So make sure you check out that website, or go to kzsu.stanford.edu to see what's playing right now. So I think I've spoken enough about and around the track that I'm about to play by Ad Abbas. So I think we'll give him a chance to take us on a more hip-hop-oriented side to alternative Arabic music on the Arabology Show.
الآخرون هم الجحيم يومي زيت الوجوه زيت الاشياء توعى تحلو تتحمم باسم المجتمع المعلق ضجيج غبر عجقة سيارات زيت الأخبار معارضة موالات بتموت وبتعيش مية مرة وما حدا مهتم لك كل إنسان عايش بجحيم كل إنسان عم يدور بمأساته مفتكر معه بغلط عم بيزيد وانت حامل السلم بالعرض
بس نظامي ما بيعرف غير الفوضى زي حضاني المنيح عم يندعس بالصرامي الإنسان مش بعقله ما التقدير للمصاري رح يضحكوا بظهره لما يصير حضاري لما يموت للطموح بياس للفشل يا بتسعى للهروب يا بتفتح القيود حتى عقلك انكسر ما بفضل انعزل تحت سقف القانون ينضرب فيه الغسل همة المسؤول صار كله مبتزل حتى الحكي صار تحدي زي بيوت من السجل تشكر الودود لما تقطع الحدود لما تربع العيوب ما بتعور تشوف خلل يا بتلم اغراضك يا بتفوت بهالنوبي بهالمكان صرت عارف كيف بتكون العمله صعبه بصراحه ما شفت النظام غير ابواب السفاره فبدور على وطن اضرابه يندفع بيضة جو رمادي ماني قادر طول بالي ولا قابل لو انحالي صدق بسبات نهج نفاء وشطارة مثل هالبنات لما ترقع بغشاء البكارة للحياة تشاكي فارة عم يطلعوا قرفان اني معود دايما انه اهرب للامان خسقت الصورة مين هو لا يحكمني دقايق عم تمر الهوى عم تكلني سحبت التركيز تقال من غير طوايف كنا الليلة عم بحرق صورة حتى القصايد كلها صرت مثل العرب اللي بالنار محاول فضل حياتي انهي ماني عكرام تفوت وضعي مرت مش قادر سافر وروح صعبي لما يكون الجسد حي وتغادر الروح وصيتي طويلة بعد ما اختمت بأمضاي غمضت عيوني حطيت الفرد براسي
يا بتتعب يا بتهاجر يا بتفوت باللعبة يا أنا بالمجتمع من أفراد تتأقلم مع الفساد من أغنياء الحرب اللي كانت تتسوق بالأحداث. عندي معارف ومصالح مع الأعداء والأصحاب فبعرف أسرار الطرفين. بلعب على حبلان انت بتسميها وسخنة, أنا ما بضرب إلا صايب العصفوران بحجري. مالي عدالة بالي عمالي, كيف أخذ مالك وضيفه عمالي سميها قرصنة. انت مضحكي إلي كيف توقف الدور, أنا فوت من باك دور سميها بارطلي مقصدي. لو ماشي نظامي كان بعدني مطرحك, يا عم فكر هجري حدا يفتخ بالمطرقة. انت لين مثل الكسان ما خلو منه شقفة قد ما كان قلبه طيب. لك مين قالك نوضع النظام لتتبعه, حتى الزيصان صاروا حول النظام عم يلعب.
نمشي نغمض فيها عينيا,
يرد صاحب واحد يعرف ما يرد عليا ما لقيت موجة تبحر تبحر بيا لبعيد
That was a Tunisian singer whose name is Amal Mathlouthi, or sometimes pronounced Amal Mathlouthi, a song called Malqit. Translated, that means not found, and it is, was taken from her album Kilmiti Hurra. Before that, it was, well, a very interesting singer from South America of Lebanese origin. Her name is Elizabeth Ayoub, and she sang a song called Habibi, and it was from an album called Oceanos y Lunas. And my Spanish isn't so great, ladies and gentlemen, but I think that means oceans and moons. And before that, to start off the set, we heard from the Arabic rapper, hip-hop artist, former member of the group Fariq al-Atrash, Ed Abbas, a song called Mafari, and that was taken from the album Mutarakim. So watch for him if you like this kind of music, right here on the Arabology Show, coming to you from KZSU Stanford 90.1 FM.
Hey, Noah.
Hey, Nick.
Do you have questions about 3-day notices?
Sure do.
30-day notices?
Uh-huh.
Unlawful detainers, security deposits, repairs, habitability, lockouts, or rental agreements?
All of the above.
Do you have other concerns about your housing rights?
I got a lot of concerns, Nick.
Well, if you live in San Jose, call the Legal Aid Society of Santa Clara County.
What's the number?
Well, it's real easy. It's 408-283-1540. That's the Legal Aid Society of Santa Clara County.
408-283-1540.
The mission of the American Indian College Fund is to provide scholarships for American Indian students at qualified tribal colleges and universities, and to generate greater awareness of these institutions. The fund also raises money, provides resources for tribal colleges, and promotes Native American studies programs. For more information or to help support their efforts, visit www.collegefund.org. That's www.collegefund.org.
This show is Arabology, and I'm your DJ Ramsey with you today from 1 p.m. all the way till 5 p.m. for what is the final episode for this season or this quarter here at KZSU Stanford 94 FM. That's the final episode of my show, Arabology, for this quarter or this season. Hopefully you've been enjoying this virtual journey that I've been taking you on through the Arabic-speaking world. I know the language may not sound familiar, but hopefully you've enjoyed the kind of fusion that I'm attempting to bring to you here via, well, the magic of East meeting West on our journey in what one would hope is perfect harmony. The song you heard last by Emel Mathluthi sort of represents that kind of spirit, where it sounds kind of Western but has a very distinctly Eastern beat and rhythm to it, a very Arabic approach to singing with the lamentation and the strong vocals being emerged with or drowned in sort of symphonic sounds that tend to ululate. I can't believe I said that word on the air, but I didn't pronounce it correctly. But that is, of course, the expression of joy that many people in the Arab world say or express during weddings and happy occasions. And hopefully today is a happy occasion for everybody who is listening right here on the Arabology show. And I am about to introduce probably the most popular, the most loved, and the most respected singer in Arabic music today. Her name, of course, is Fairuz. She is known by one name. Her real name is actually Nuhat Haddad. But she's been around for many, many decades. And so she's from Lebanon. But her fame and her fans are all over the Middle East and beyond. She is, very difficult to describe, because you say the name Fairuz and every Arabic speaker will have a story to tell you about a song by Fairuz, whether it be in the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, or even in this decade, ladies and gentlemen, because this lady, this amazing living legend, is still producing music thanks to her son, who is a musical genius. Yes, and who continues to help her write her music and sing her songs. And so it's very difficult to think that somebody who's pushing 80 is still recording and can still sound good, but this is the case with Fairuz. You're about to hear a song from her brand new album called Afi Amal, as translated as Yes, There Is Hope. And we're going to hear the title track. So are you ready to actually hear what all this fuss and commotion is about? Now, I do warn you that this is Fairuz last year, or, you know, very recent Fairuz. So some people have this, little criticism that her voice isn't what it used to be. Well, certainly it may not be what Fairuz was at her peak, but the fact is her voice is still there, and I'd like to challenge anybody who's 80 to sound this good. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'll leave it at that, and I will leave you with the gracious and classy company of Fairuz. I know we've got a listener out there, Ava, who likes Fairuz, so I will dedicate this song to her, and we'll let the symphony iconic sound of Fairuz and the Rahbani influence take us on the next part of the Arabology show, coming to you from KZSU Stanford 94 FM. I'm your DJ Ramsey, and I'll be with you until 5 p.m. I'd like to remind you to stay tuned, because around 3 p.m. we're actually going to have an Arabic, a poem in English about Arabic being recited on the air right here by none other than Ahmed Q. He's going to actually be reading a poem in English about learning Arabic, and the title of that poem is Englabic. So I guess English, Arabic combined, I guess you got that. And it's actually a poem by a very talented poetess whose name is Marianne Mansour. Marianne Mansour, spelled N-S-O-U-R, is an American from Fremont who lived in Jordan for about 11 years and speaks Arabic and especially the Jordanian dialect very well. She has a passion for the Arabic language and culture, and she composed this poem that talks about the words in Arabic that sound different in English. Well, I mean, they have a different meaning in English. So a word that may mean something in Arabic means something completely different in English, and vice versa. And so this poem attempts to give you words that you know in English, but tell you what they mean in Arabic. I hope I'm not confusing everybody out there, but when you hear it, you're really going to laugh, and you're really going to think and go, oh, wow, really, that's what that word means in Arabic? I always thought the word Rakabai meant something, when in fact the word Ra'abe in Arabic means Rakabe, means neck. So, okay, it's that kind of thing. So it'll be like an instructional poem, and if nothing else, it's actually very nicely rhymed, in rhyming couplets, and it will be read to you by none other than Ahmed Q at 3 p.m. right here on the Arabology show. That's in less than 15 minutes. So that's something to look forward to on our journey through, what I'm going to call a Dream Arabia or something, and to continue this journey, and a very classy part of our journey, here is the one and only Fairuz. The song is Efi Amal, and let the takeoff begin.
شو ما تحكي وتشرح لي وتقول حبيبي حبيبي دا نرجع لأ مش معقول عندي سنون وفي عندي أرميل بعرف شو يعني إذا أنت بعيد بس حبيبي إحساسي معاك يرجع لي من جديد في أمل في أمل أوقات بيطلع من ملل في أمل في أمل أوقات بيطلع من ملل أوقات بيرجع من شي حنين لحظة تيخفف زعل وبيذكرني فيك لوني شبابي بس ما بينسيني شو حصل رغم الزهر اللي متلي لحقوق حبيبي حبيبي تنرجع لأ مش معقول في قدامي مكاتيب من سنين زهقت ورد ومنتور وياسمين
حبيبي حبيبي ما عاد يلمسني الحنين في ماضي منيح بس مضى صفى بالريح بالفضا في ماضي منيح بس مضى صفى بالريح بالفضا وبيضل تذكار عن مشهد صار في خبز في ملح في رضا شوف المي اللي بتنزل عطول حبيبي احساسي هالقد معقول يزول شو بتخبر اصحاب وزوار عني اني محدودي وبغار بس حبيبي كرمالي نيناتنا منعرف شو صار نيناتنا منعرف شو صار
صغيرات جنت وانت صغيرو الحب عرفناه بنظرات العيون قالوا ترى ذولا يحبون إن الصغر لما يكبروا صغيرة جنت وانت صغيرو الحب عرفناه بنظرات العيون قالوا ترى ذولا يحبون من الصغر لما يكبرون مثل النجمة والقمر كبر حبنا وازدهر بعيونك حبيبي تبتدي دروب السفر لا 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 عالجرف سهرنا ليالي فوق النهر والنخل عالي كبرنا وتغيرنا يا غالي ضل النهر والنخل عالي مثل النهر ما تغيرنا تغيرنا حبنا كبر واحنا كبرنا احنا الحب اللي جمعنا ومثل الطيور احنا طرنا مثل النجمة والقمر كبر حبنا وازدهر بعيونك حبيبي تبتدي دروب السفر لا 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 مثل النجمة والقمر كبر حبنا وازدهر بعيونك حبيبي تبتدي دروب السفر لا 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 لا
حبك جد يا حبيبي هيئتنا حبينا عن جد أنا يا حبيبي مش لازم حبك هالقد أنا يا حبيبي كان لازم حبك عالقد يا حبيبي ولا مرة كاين حبك جد يا حبيبي كان باين حبك جزر ومد تعلمتها من كل وجع سنين قضيتن عم بنطر تلي يصير يصير ولا ممكن نتلاقى ولا ممكن انسيك ولا ممكن اتناسى مشكلة الحنين انا يا حبيبي مش لازم حبك هالقد انا يا حبيبي حبيبي يا حبيبي ولا مرة حبيبي كان باين حبك جزر ومد
Salam. ربك واحد عمرك واحد دحناه رحنا وجينا نخس علينا يا سلمى يا سلام ربنا المعبود We are very good يا اسطى محمود قدها وقدود يا سلمى يا سلامة يا سلامة خليها ماشية الدنيا فنية يا سلمى يا سلام
سلمى يا سلام